Okay, let's start our discussion of Parshas Shemos. Parshas Shemos, a new Sefer Tavshin Peivav. Today's shiur is sponsored, dedicated in memory of Basia Bas Nachum Ber by Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook and family upon her yard site. This Friday, we thank the Cook family for the sponsorship. So we get into a new Sefer, what the Ramban calls Sefer Galus V'Geula Mimenu. We've gone from Maisa Avos to Yitzira Labanim, which is the language of the Ramban in the Hagama of Shmos, Maisav Asim Labanim, which is more known. And we start off with the first Rashi in the Sefer. First Rashi in the Sefer in Shmos here, we have the Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abam Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov Ish Uveso Bo. Right? You have Shmos, the names, and we have all the names listed. And Rashi, of course, is bothered. We know all the names from last 2 weeks ago. Parshas Vayigash, we know all the names that came down are listed there, right? All the names, plus Yosef and his two sons that were there, and Yocheved, according to Chazal, was born Ben Achomos, which Rashi quotes in this week's Parsha, doing all the ages, how Yocheved was 130 years old, and the Torah doesn't even mention the Nais, right? Sarah was 90, and it was such a Nais. But they're repeated again, the whole list. So says Rashi, Aval Bishemina'an Bechayei and Bishmosan, even though they were counted in their lifetime, Chazar uman an b'misasan. He counts them again after they have died. Right? All the Shvatim have died. Yosef was the first. According to Chazal, Levi was the last. And now they have passed on. So, lahodia why? Chibasan shenim shalul kochavim. To reflect Hashem's love for us, that we are compared to stars. Shemotzian u'machnisan b'mispar u'bishmosam. Every star has a name. Shneamar ha-motzi b'mispar u'tzva'am l'chulam b'shem yikra. So many discuss the idea of counting them after they died, Lahodia Chibasan. Rav Nissen Alpert in source number one, Limudi Nissen, says maybe there's a hidden message for us here. Yesh b'nei Adam, sheyesh lahem shem v'ashpa rak b'chayem. There are those that make a big name for themselves while they're alive. U'b'misasam nishkach shemam v'zichram, k'divrei achacham mikal Adam. But after they pass on, they're not remembered. They didn't do something that had a lasting impact. Ve'ein zichron l'rishonim, ve'gam la'achronim, right, what Shlomo HaMelech says, she'yeh la'ein lahem zikaron, em she'yeh la'achrona. Our goal in life is not just to have a life where we impact only in the present, right? Our life, whether it's through the people that we touch, whether through it's the family that we leave, we want to have the impact not only b'chayenu, but b'misaseinu. Lo chein b'nei Yisrael, she'shmoseyem kayomim gam b'misasem, the shvatim, the shiftei ka, Hashem counts them, after they died. Because they were impactful, not only b'shaito, but they obviously, they were the bridge, the shvatim of the transition as we go from individuals to family to nation, right? The tribes, they became shvatim and not just brothers. So they continue. And they stay chayim, right? Our goal in life, what we try to do in our present lives, is to have an impact that could continue for generations. And that's what we have. That's what we have in all of the greats, right? That's why in Yadus we celebrate yard sites, right? We don't, if you ask anybody, what's these big people's birthdays? Nobody's going to know. Yard sites? Oh, everybody knows a yard site, right? Even if I don't have the custom of skipping Tachnun on certain days, but you know the yard sites because that celebrates their life and that they are continuing in their impact. Afilu b'misasa nikru chayim. So that's the message that we get from the first Rashi. Continuing on the first pasuk, ve'ela shmos b'nei Yisrael. Let's read the pasuk. Haboi Mitzrayma. These are the names of b'nei Yisrael. That haboi Mitzrayma. Eis Yaakov, ishu ve'sobo. So it's a hard pasuk to translate. Ve'ela shmos b'nei Yisrael. Haboim Mitzrayma. Haboim is present tense. Haboim. And then we switch, es Yaakov, ishu veso, ba'u. Right? Past tense. Right? So is it, what's the switch? It should be ba'u. Right? It was in the past. They came. The names that came. What do you mean, haboim? Present, that they are coming now. Haboa Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov, Ishu Veisubo. Also, we might say, what's the Vav Ve'ela teaching me? Again, the other psukim in the Torah, Shmos and Vayikra and Bamidbar, also start with the Vav, but you could ask the question there too. Dvarim does not, Eila Hadvar. But ask the Klei Yakar, and we're going to build on it. The next two and three are going to build on each other. Says the Klei Yakar, Rav Lenschitz, the Darshan from Prague, says the Klei Yakar, source number two. Hosif Vav B'milas Ve'ela. Right, there's a Vav at the beginning. Ve'ela Shmos. Gam Amar, number two, Ha'ara. Mitchila Habayim Lashon Hove. First is Habayim, present tense. They are coming. These are the names of the Shpreso that are coming. V'achakach Amar Ishu Ve'sobo Lashon Avra. And then it says, no, they came. Each man and their family. So what's the Vav and what's the present to the past? Lafishanem or Lamala says the Klei Yakar, because what was the end? What's the last words? The last words in Sefer Bereishis, Vayisem ba'aron b'Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik died, and he was mummified, and they put him in a coffin in Mitzrayim. Vayisem ba'aron b'Mitzrayim. V'achrei mos Yosef, lo hayu p'nei Mitzrayim im Yisrael kitmo shilsho. After Yosef and all the Shvatim died, Things started changing even, as Chazal said, in the time of Yosef. But for sure, when Yosef died, Elishvatim died, right? The feelings, the tides have turned. V'hayu margishim az habiel Mitzrayim, ki'ilu ba'o b'mamahul Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael felt at that time that they hadn't been there for a very long time, even though they had been, and they weren't total strangers and immigrants right now, but they were made to feel that they had just come. Even though once Yosef died, that's it. Vayakam, not just Melech Chadash, but people, everyone, turn their back on what Yosef and Yaakov had done. Right? So it's Ke'ilu, Lakach Ne'amar, that's why Vaveela, Ve'ela connecting on the previous words. Once Yosef died, Ve'ela Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboim. They felt like they just came now, present. Not like they came a long time ago and comfortable and accepted. No. Lakach Nomar Ve'ela most of Alinian Rishon Shemitzad Misas Yosef Dome Ki'ilu Achshav Heim Boim. Since Yosef died, so it's Ki'ilu they felt that. But so that's Vav, and that's Ve'ela. What about the continuation of the pasuk? Es Yaakov, what's Yaakov doing there? So the uncle says Im Yaakov, they had come down with Yaakov. But something about Yaakov there, Ishu Ve'sobo. So continues the Klei Yakar. Avo mikom akom. Afo pishe Yosef meis, hine Yaakov lo meis. Yosef died. All the Shvatim died. But Yaakov, it doesn't say in the Torah that he died. It says, Vayigva, Vayasef alamav. Chazal say, Yaakov vino lo meis. But, what does that mean for us? Lakach ne'mar, es Yaakov, shahayu adayinim Yaakov, v'zuchutzosh Yaakov amar lahem. Yaakov was what they had earlier that they took with them to survive. Now that things got hard, right? Haboim, they felt like boim because Yosef died and they didn't feel welcome anymore. They held on to Yaakov, which they had the Mesorah from when they came in, Ish Uveso Ba'u. They took the Mesorah, the Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. What does that mean? It means, like the Martinus, his message is Lomeis. Bizchus Masha Hayu Gedura Me'arayis, Floratz Elisam and Ivrios, not to intermarry, but Nashim Kulam Kodem Balam Mitzrayim. They all came and married and had families beforehand. Ishu Ve'sobo. So the pasuk is telling us that things have changed, right? They feel like they just got there, and the way they survived was connecting back to their father Yaakov. As Yaakov, Ishu Ve'sobo. The Apirion, Shlomo Gansfried, the author of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, quotes this Klei Yakar, and he says, I want to be Mosif. His thought is going to advance, is going to expand on the words of the Klei Yakar. Says the Apirion, line 19. He quotes the Klei Yakar in the first paragraph. And then he says, V'lefi na'ati nira, d'yesh lomar kach. Let me add. Ki paparshis b'shalach, kasav Rashi. Rashi quotes in b'shalach, lom alo ishbiyas Yosef esbanav. She'yisa'u laretz kanan miyad. Why didn't Yosef command and tell the rest of the Jews, like his father did, carry me up right now? Right? Rashi quoted last week three reasons. why Yaakov didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. They didn't want him to make him an Avodah Zarah. He didn't want a Gilgal at Samos. And he didn't want Kinim crawling over him. Right? So that's the 3 days that Rashi had last week. So Yaakov says, take me up quickly. So why didn't Yosef say, take me up quickly? Why did Yosef say, right? Pakod pakadasi, and when the time comes, take my bones up then, with all the other Shvatim, Chazal say. So Rashi asked that question. Kamoshi Yishbi Yaakov. So Rashi, if you remember their quotes, well, he knew that Yosef was viceroy, so he had the power to do it. The other Shvatim, they didn't have, you can't make somebody swear if it's not going to be in their power. Says the Apiryon, I think there's another pshat, another reason. He did this for the good of, he would have wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan right away. But he took one for the team. He knew the Shibud was going to start. He knew that it was going to be bad news. Yosef knew full well exactly what he did for this country, and he knew they were going to be kfuye tova. They're not going to remember him. But what could he do? So at least when I'm alive, maybe they'll still keep okay. But maybe if my body's still here, maybe that'll also help a little bit. So even though he wanted to be back in Eretz Canaan, he felt maybe if I stay here, if I'm buried here, they'll still remember. There'll be a kever. There'll be a sign on the road. Kever Yosef. Hamashbir. Kever Tzofnas Paneach. Go that way. And who was Tzofnas Paneach? A kid will be in the car, you know, asking, who's Tzofnas Paneach? He was the Jew that saved our country. So maybe, v'lachain, mashahaya b'yecholto l'sakein, ratza l'sakein. He tried. V'ma yenosim oso tekef, l'achar moso, l'eretz acheres. If they would have carried him out to a different land, it would have been even worse, for sure. V'adei ki ha'yinishkach zichro mikol v'chol. For sure they would have forgotten him. Not a vestige of memory. Avalim yishar arono b'mitzrayim. But if the aron was left in Mitzrayim, at least there'll be something. Maybe they'll remember a little bit the salvation that Yosef brought them. So that was Yosef's hope. Yosef's hope was he would delay it. He would soften the Shibud. So why didn't it work? The question is, why didn't it work? If Yosef stayed there, and as I just described, there was probably this big monument that they made for Yosef. So why didn't it work? Right? Why did it feel? Ve'ilosh bos b'nei Yisrael. Right? Vayisem ba'aron. Now read it like adding the klayukra in the background. Yosef was buried there. So, but it didn't help. It was habayim. Right? They felt like they just got there. Why? Now keep reading the rest of the pasuk. Hine yesh lomer Yisrael hayu mischatan mimachi Mitzrayim. If the Jews would have started marrying the Mitzrayim and the Egyptian women, then they would have been all one big happy family. Remember what the Anshei Shechem wanted to do? Let's marry your sons, your daughters. So everything could have worked out. But as time went on and they realized the Jews were separatists, and they didn't want to mish, right? They didn't want to, be part of Egyptian society, an Egyptian lineage. So as Yaakov, why was it Abayim? Because as Yaakov, Ishu Vesobo, they kept to their own families. So with Yosef's good intentions, and he tried, Vayisim Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim, the end of Vayechi, that should have helped. So why was it Ve'elos Mos B'nei Yisrael Habayim? Why was it Abayim? Because as Yaakov, Ishu Vesobo, they kept to themselves what Yaakov taught them. They came with their homes and they kept their homes. V'zeo she'amar. Now we read. It's like a pirion piggybacking with the klayukar. The klayukar starts the thought, and he's mashlim. V'yisim bar Mitzrayim. K'dei she'esham l'zikaron. He tried that. V'yal kol zeh. But even so, elos mos b'nei Yisrael haboyim Mitzrayima. But still, haboyim, kilu atobo, as they came, why? V'tamu b'bnei shelo ratzu l'schatin imon. They didn't want to marry with them. Rak nisharu ishu v'eso kasher bo. They kept to themselves. they kept to themselves. V'siyu lazeh mashapirish k'sas mefarshim rava atzum mimenu. Right, the later pasuk, haynu mimenu ba'atzmo sheinu misarvim imanu. Right, they don't. They're not interested in being connected and part of us. Okay, so the Mitzrayim are trying to figure out what to do. So what do? The Jews keep on multiplying. The Jews keep more and more and more. B'nei Yisrael, Pasuk Zayin, Paru, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu. A lot of words. B'mod ma'od. Very, very much. V'timalei ha'aretz cham osam. The land was filled with them. Filled with them. We spoke about the Netziv on this Pasuk a few years ago. It seems like they left Goshen. V'timalei ha'aretz osam. That's a little negative. The Netziv points out. V'yekem alachadash. And he says, this Am is Rav Va'atzum, Avin Ischak Malo. As we know, what they do, V'kasher Ya'anu Oso, Ken Yir B'vechen Yifrotz. The more they tortured, the more they pushed, the more we multiplied. Ken Yir B'vechen Yifrotz. If you look in the Sefer Yam Simcha, in source number 4, he quotes, unusual Lashon, Bim'od Ma'od. Not such a common Lashon. So the first thing that maybe comes into our minds, Ma'od Ma'od, where do we have Ma'od Ma'od? Pirkei Avos. Right? Ma'od ma'od, havishval ruach. That's what ma'od ma'od. Right? There's a sma in, I think at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, I think in Hilchos Shochad, where the sma points out all the times where the Tur quotes ma'od ma'od. I think he quotes 4 times. I think I once computer searched it, I think it was 7, but he got 4. But, ma'od ma'od by Shochad and by refuah, saving a life on Shabbos, and ribis, and something with Zahirus Me'arayas. I think those are the 4 that the Sma quotes. I think Simon Ches or something in Choshen Mishpat. But says the Yam Simcha here, Ubepashtus Akfilus Shel Tevas B'Ma'od Ma'od Laharos DeBnei Yisrael Paruva Rabu B'Mita Gadol Ad Ma'od. The Pashup Shad is it was a ton. They were multiplied very, very much. The Yish Lafarish Ben Yinacher, but maybe it has a deeper idea. Shelo Haya Siman Ela Siba. The pasuk is alluding to not what happened, but the cause of what happens. Why were they zoche to be so plentiful? V'hu ma'asha pirish Rashi. What does Rashi quote back in Noach on Yuktan? Yuktan, if you remember, had many children. So Rashi quotes, why did Yuktan zoche to many children? Because he was maktin atzmo. Shahaya anavu maktin atzmo. V'lachach zoche lahamid kal mishpachot alalu. So what do you see from that Rashi? A skula for lots of kids is anava. Yuktan was makted himself. Chazinan demiskulas anava shu marbe biladim. Visa ba'avos. And that's what Rabbi Levita says in Pirkei Avos. Ish, or ish yavne, Omer. Ma'od ma'od havishvel ruach. So maybe that's the pasuk. Vizeho, Omer akra, da hasiba, shekla yisrael paru v'ravu. Bemita rabba va'atsuma, sheinisharim bim'od ma'od, shemru da zlumidas anava. You try to think about what is anava specifically, you know, why is that? Why is one zoche? Maybe one could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to partner with us, but as long as we recognize that we are the junior partners. Right? The Gemara Nida, mother, father, Hashem, but recognize that we're the junior partners. So if we have that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and he's the one that gives, we do some physical stuff like the eyes and the DNA and the, but Hashem is the one that gives the koach of the senses. No, mother and father give the eyes, but Hashem makes the eyes work, right? Mother and father gives the brain, but Hashem makes the person think. So the more we can recognize that, so maybe that's why it's a schus. V'yesh lomar, he continues, b'derach melitza, tzemerumas b'tanchuma. Maybe it's a remez in the Medrash Tanchuma here. The klai yisol achzu b'midas anava. Why? Because the Medrash Tanchuma says, as you, the Mitzrayim, torture, there'll be more. V'yikisegrenem milchama, heim nitosfim ala sonim, ba'olim lahem min ha'aretz. Kolz ma'ashe Yisrael b'yirida hatachtona, heim olim. You're pushing the Jews down, they're going up. Right, so the pashup shot is that the more they torture them, the more they went up. But maybe it means the more that they are yirida tachtona, that they are lowly, they hold themselves lowly, so then, Hain Olim, they're able to go up. Okay. Moving right along. So Paro has to come up with the plan, and he has a couple of stages. First, he tries to do it in a hidden way. He doesn't want to cause a PR disaster for the Egyptian government. So what does he do? Privately. Privately, he tells the midwives, you know, just let him die in birth. Right? His fortune tellers told him that there was going to be a boy. So he starts getting rid of the boys. He tells, a boy kill, the girls you can let live. And they feared Hashem, and they didn't do like Melech Mitzrayim, but tachayena as hayiladim. Good, and we know, Chazal tell us, Shifra and Pua were Miriam and Yocheved. We've spoken a lot about this in the past. The Beis HaLevi, why they were Dafka Zochet, to what they were Zochet to, why were the names covered up, Rav Yeruchim. But let's read that Rashi again. What does Rashi say in the next Pasuk? Right? The next Pasuk, right after this. Parah says, why'd you do this? So they said, oh, they're Chayoseina. What are Chayos? Either they act quickly or they're like animals who have their babies without any help. And Rashi quotes, they're compared to Chayos from all the Pesukim in last week's Parsha. We're like a lion, and we're like a snake, and we're like an ayala, we're like all the animals. So what happens? Vayas, what does Hashem do? As a reward, he gives them batim. Vayas lam batim, he gives them houses. What houses? So now Rashi quotes, batei kahuna v'levia u'malchus. He gives them houses, right? Kahuna and levia and malchus, shekri and batim, right? Base kahuna, right? Vayiven is base Hashem, is base HaMelech. So Yocheved gets Kahuna and Levia, right? Yocheved has Aaron HaKohen. So all Kohanim and Levian come from Yocheved. That's her house that she's Zochet to. Umalchus be Miriam. And Miriam gets Malchus because the Gemara says that, again, Rashi doesn't quote it, but the Gemara says that Kalev, married Miriam, and Kalev was from Sheva Yehuda and eventually came out Malchus Beis David from Kalev. So this is, we mentioned a couple years ago from the Beis HaLevi, that Dafka, this is the most appropriate schar because they saved the baby boys. Right? Why is that? Why were they zochah to these? Because really, even if the boys would have died, Judaism would have continued. Why? Because Judaism is passed through the mother. And therefore all the Jewish girls were survived. So Judaism would have continued. What wouldn't have continued? Yichus. Because Yichus goes by the father. The Shevet and the Kohen and the Levi. And so that's why schar was to get the Malchus and the Kun and Leviyah, which goes by the father. That was why it was an appropriate schar. But if you look here in source 5, I don't know if we've quoted this in a while, if we ever did, Rabbi Reisman, from his Sefer Pathway of the Prophets, the last 20 pages of the Sefer, he has imponderables. He has unanswerable questions. Questions that are such kashas that he just asked them. This one, he happens to suggest an answer. But it's an unbelievable kasha. Right? What's the kasha? So what does Rashi quote here based on the Gemara in Sota that Miriam gets Malchus? Miriam gets Malchus. Why? Because she marries Kalev, and out of that union, down the line, comes David HaMelech. Open up a Sefer Rus. Look at the end of Sefer Rus, right? We have David HaMelech's whole lineage. Right? David HaMelech's whole lineage goes back from David all the way till the son of Yehuda. All the way back. Right? What are the last psukim? Ele Toldos Peretz. Peretz is the son of, right, of Yehuda. Peretz holid as Chetzron. The Chetzron holid as Ram. V'ram holidus Aminadav. V'Aminadav holidus Nachshon. V'Nachshon holidus Salma. V'Salma holidus Boaz. V'Boaz holidus Obed. Holidus Yishai. V'Yishai holidus David. Where's Kalev? Right? The Gemara in Sota says that Kalev married Miriam, and from that union came David at Melech. We see here, Kalev's not on the list. What's going on? Right? Gemara in Sota, Pasuk in Rus. So, Kalev is missing, as Rabbi Reisman says. This is a well-known chazal. Even the youngest students learn this when they're introduced to Parshas Shmos. Yet this seems to be impossible. At the end of Megillas Rus, the name of every one of David's ancestors is listed. From Yehuda, right, from the father of Peretz, through David, Kalev is missing. His name does not appear on the list. It therefore appears that David did not descend from the marriage of Kalev and Miriam. Okay, so what might you answer? Maybe he had two names. Sometimes in different Hayamim, people have, you can have a pasuk that has five names listed, and Chazal will say, oh, it's all the same person. Divrei Hayamim is its own Bria. There's a Maariz Chayis that talks about how Divrei Hayamim is listed. You have to understand it totally differently. I think there's a pasuk that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's six different people, but it's all Moshe. So maybe Kalev has one of these people are Kalev. Right? One may argue often five figures in the Nachu have more than one name. Maybe Kalev too. And maybe Kalev is one of these listed. This would answer our imponderable. However, this cannot be. In Divrei Hayamim, we learn that Kalev was the son of Chetzron, right, who was also Yefuneh, and that he had a brother named Ram, right? So on the list at the end of Rus, you have Chetzron and Ram. Chetzron, right, Chetzron gave birth to Ram, right? And that's the, so Kalev's maybe Kalev is Ram. That would answer our question. Okay. Maybe Kalev's name Ram. Chetzron and Ram do appear in Megillas Rus. It is therefore clear. But what did it say? That there, Ram and Kalev are brothers. So it can't be that they're the same person. You're going to say that it says Dafka there, listening to the brothers, son of Chetzron. This is a perplexing problem, and the Marshal points to this problem in Sota, which would appear to defy an easy solution. So he quotes that when he was preparing Shiurim on Megillas Rus, he looked at a copy of Rav Vidal Hatzofasi, a 17th century Moroccan gadol, who wrote a sefer who deals with this. And he suggests, again, it's, we might say, a challenging, difficult, dachuk answer, but it's better than no answer, we would say. What's his suggestion? Kalev and Ram were brothers. Yes, as the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says. Aye, but how could Ram, it says, is the ancestor of David, but Kalev married Miriam? What is our Rashi? And that one of them married Miriam. One of them married Miriam, but died without children. In accordance with the laws of Yibam, the surviving brother then married Miriam. Their offspring, you don't know who was the brother and which one was which, but they had Aminadav and continued down the line. Their offspring was biological descendant of one brother, but, as we know, the Pasuk says, Yikaru al Shem Achiv Ames. His uncle is also considered his father, so to speak. Thus, both are true. David descended from Kalev and from Ram. An ingenious solution to a difficult problem. A suggestion. Any better suggestions, feel free to let us all know. Okay. Moving right along to a thought. Part of this thought we've mentioned in the past from other sources. But we'll see in source number 6 that it's expanded upon. So we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first name of a Jew that's mentioned in Sefer Shmos. Right? Beforehand, we have a man from Levi and a woman from Levi and a sister and his sister, but no names listed. Until, of course, we're introduced to Moshe. Introduced to Moshe as we have Vayidal Yavat V'el Bas Par V'ilal Ben. Vatikra Shemo Moshe Vatomer Ki Min Hamayim Mishisiyu. She called him Moshe Vatomer Min Hamayim Mishisiyu. There is an interesting Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. I didn't give it to you. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, I think, is in Perek Lamed Vav or so, lists off that there are six people in history that their names were called before they were born. Four of them are Beferish in the Psukim, right? Yitzchak and Yishmael. Hashem says, you will call him Yitzchak, you will call him Yishmael. Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Mashiach is on the list, because it says Yinon Shemo in Tehillah Mayan Beis. And Yoshiyahu, that's Beferish in the Psukim, right? That's 100 years before Yoshiyahu is born. You will have a son, Yoshiyahu will be a great king. And who are the others? Moshe is one of them on the list. Where's Moshe? So it says in the Bereishis, Bishagam hu basar v'hayu yamav me'ev esrim shana. Bishagam, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar said, is gematria Moshe. Shana me'ev esrim shana. Okay, call that, that's not Beferish, but that's a remez. So there are six. So Moshe was listed, was hinted to earlier in the Torah. But here, his name. So we've dealt with in the past, and we'll deal with it again now. Moshe is the name that stuck. Even though there are many names, as we just alluded to, in Divrei Hayamim there are a number of names. In the Psukim, Tuvia, the Medrash says there are, Moshe had a number of names. It says Kitovu in our Parsha. Tuvia, Avigdor, Avizanoach. There are a number of names of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the one that stuck is Moshe. Says Rav Kashtiel in source number 6. And Simin Labanim. Tumus achas merkazis malaves kol talich hagula Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the main character. From now until the rest of the Torah, basically. Ma'in, ma'nyein, litzayin, shahorav shal Moshe karo lo b'shem acher. K'molvi achas adiyaz b'medrash. Right? Shemo haya tov. His parents called him Tov. Right? The first couple of months. They called him Tov. But the name that stuck, the name that the Torah chooses, is Moshe. Hamayim tafsu makom merkazi b'gzirosav shel paro. Throughout the story, fascinating, if we put it, try to put it all together, water plays a major role in all these parshiyos. All the parshiyos, water comes up over and over again. Water comes up. Right at the, we ready, ready, call a ben ayelod ayarat hashlichu. Throw the kids into the water. Yom shenolan Moshe amrlo as tagnina. Rashi goes, hayom nolan Mashiach. Right, the day that Moshe was born is, astrologists said, no, today the boy was born, the savior of the Jews. In on the other Mitzrayim in Israel. And we don't know if he's Egyptian or not, which is fascinating. I think we might have mentioned this in the past. What? They saw the future. Why couldn't they figure it out if he was Egyptian or not? They saw water was going to cause problems, but they couldn't tell if he was Jewish or Egyptian. Ah, because he grew up in Paro's house. So they were like all confused. Like, what's going on here? Growing up in Paro's house, is he Egyptian? Is he not Egyptian? He's called Ish Mitzri, Tzilano Miyad Aroim. So they didn't know. Veron also, Shesov Alokos Amayim. Vehim Lo Yadu, Shesov Alokos Amayim Ariva. So water. Water plays a role at the beginning. Right, throw the babies into the water. What's next? Moshe's put into the water in a basket. Hamayim od yishamshu kagar mamachriya sofides. Mizrach kriyas yamsuf, obviously, in the future. Right, the first makkah was dam affecting the water. Paro went to the bathroom by the Nile every morning. Chazal say water plays a major role. Lamayim otzmas. And now, what does water symbolize? Rav Kashtiel says three things. Three attributes of water. Lamayim, and that's why, because of these attributes, the Mitzrayim worship the water. Right? They worship goats, right? Sheep. Worship sheep. But they also worship the Nile. The Ya'or. Lamayim otzma adira. Water has uncontrollable power. Nothing could stand up to the water. Mitzrayim worshipped the water because it symbolized all power. Heim shotfim v'sochafim, adirim mishbereyam, otzma shakashem ma'od la'amod mula. Right, you can't, it's overpowering. Gam kosher ha'amida, ha'itzuv ha'benia shel adam chalash ma'od, b'kachol shemidu b'mayim. Right, water is just, right, water is powerful. Water drips on a rock for 1,000 years, cuts the rock, even with its softness. Water is all powerful. Turning the page. Oso, number 2 on top. Oso markiv amisarev lekabel itzuv bal ofi vitzura. Water does not take upon itself, it doesn't have a shape. Right? It doesn't have a shape of its own. It just, you know, wherever it goes, it takes upon the shape of whatever. It's put into a bottle, so now the water looks like a bottle. Water doesn't have any shape. Everything else in life, you have a mountain has a shape. A table has a shape. What is water? Water has no shape. It just flows into whatever shape you put it into. V'asher le'itim sochei v'tarno lo shlita v'chulu. And he continues. Ha'mitzriyim sagdu lo ya'ar, line 6. The Mitzriyim worshipped. They loved it. The first makkah hit the water because the water was one of the things that they worshipped. There's no limits on the water. There's no limits. It does whatever it wants. It finds a way. So water is A, all powerful. Two, no shape of its own. Three, no limits. It just goes and gushes forth. The Mitzrayim love this. No limits. I could do whatever I want. I could overpower whoever I want. Right? The survival of the fittest. The Mitzrayim, Ervas Haaretz, the Mitzrayim are called. No limits, no controls, all powerful. I don't have to fit into anything. I don't have to have a shape of my own. I can just go wherever I want. Right? Moshe was taken out of the water. We were all taken out of the water. Because the water is not what we believe. Es hayetzia mishibu Mitzrayim yovel misha nimsha mitoch hamayim. The coming out of Mitzrayim will be led by the one who is pulled from the water. Zui shemo v'zui hagdara. So this is our definition. Moshe is a man who recognizes that he is not all-powerful. And the all-powerful is the one who gives him his koach. He recognizes that he is someone who is not, you know, he has limits. And we all need limits. Right? Water is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts limits to the water. Zui shows over there herself. Okay, Kasher, Mashta Bas Paro, as I yell at her, Ivri Minamayim, when Bas Paro pulls him out, he killed the Batokas, Alus, Meal Zrima Mugubelas. She showed, but what does Chazal say? Why'd she go down to the water? To go to the mikvah. To get rid of her all of Avodah Zarah. Because she was rejecting all of this Avodah Zarah that she had in Mitzrayim. Right? We've mentioned in the past that also, Moshe was the anti-water. He did it, another aspect. Water goes with the flow, literally. And Bnei Yisrael didn't go with the flow. They stood up. They were the anti-water. Mikan Yelveta Moshe Ikaron HaMashiyam in Amayim Halicha Neged HaZarim. Against the flow. What does Moshe do? He runs to Midyan. Where does he go? First place. He goes to the water. The water goes up to him. Yisrael recognizes he's from Bnei Yaakov. Why? What does Rashi say? Because the water went up to him. He was control over the water. The water wasn't all powerful over him. He's not really a Mitzri. His daughters, Yisro's daughter, said, "Ish Mitzri, he's telling me how to row him." But Yisro is smart. Yisro recognizes the water goes up to him. He says, that's not right. Hikir boshu mizar shel Yaakov shemayim olim likraso. Water is all over. Water is all over our story. And we recognize that we go against the flow. We have limits. We recognize that we are not all powerful. And that's what we learn from the water. Okay. Continuing. Moving right along to, I thought we had done this in years past, but I didn't have it on my notes that we did. So at least we're going to do it now. Meshech Chachma. Later on in the parsha, in Perek Gimel, so Moshe's at the snap. First time Moshe speaks to Hashem at the snap. Notice this, the today, I don't know who taught it to him, but right, there's a question. I have to do more research about it. I'll just put it out there. Remember, doesn't Anavirim say to Moshe, Halahargeni atomer, kasher arakta as a Mitzri, you're gonna kill us like you kill the Mitzri? What does Rashi say? Halahargeni atomer? Rashi says, he killed him with the Shem Hashem. How did Moshe know the Shem Hashem? Who taught Moshe the Shem Hashem? Did he have like private lessons while he was in the base paro? Like he knew about, and then Hashem starts talking to him, and Paragimel, the first time Hashem speaks to him by the snap, but he already knew the Shem Hashem. Interesting. Okay, so we continue. So Moshe turns, and he has a conversation with Hashem. The first thing Hashem says to him, first thing, take off your shoes. Vayomer, Anochi Elokei Avicha. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I am the God of your father, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Vayaser Moshe Panav, Moshe turns his face away. Interesting, Elokei Avicha, like Elokei Amram. Amram gets his own Elokei. Some suggest that's why the Rambam writes in the history of mitzvahs in Hilchos Malachim, the mitzvahs that Avram got and Yitzchak got and Yaakov got, and then he says, and Amram got more mitzvahs. Doesn't say what mitzvahs. But some suggest it has to do with Elokei, Avicha. If it's Elokei, it must be that there were some mitzvahs that were specifically related. The Meshech Chachma here in Source 8. The Shem Hashem is connected to the Avos. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So what is that teaching us? Says the quotes of Medrash, quotes of Gemara, line 7. Baba Basra. In the future, the tzaddikim will be called, connected with Shem Hashem. Shenamar kol anikra b'shmi ulechvaldi b'rativ afasitiv. Amar Shmuel Nachmani Amar Yochanan shlosha nikra shmosh laKadosh Baruch Hu. There were three that were called, three, right, items in this world that connect to Shem Hashem. The Eluhain, tzaddikim, Melech HaMashiach, the Yerushalayim. These three institutions are connected to Shem Hashem. Where tzaddikim, that's our pasuk. Elokei Avraham Elokei Yisrael Elokei Yaakov. Hashem Hashem is connected to the tzaddikim. Mashiach dechsiv hinei yamin ba'im na Hashem va'kimosi l'David semach tzaddik. Semach is one of the names of Mashiach. Melech malach v'secha va'asa mishpat tzedaka v'zeh shmo asher yikru Hashem tzidkenu. He will be called Hashem tzidkenu. So Mashiach is called with Shem Hashem. Yerushalayim. The Shema Ir Miyom Hashem Shama. Atikra Shama El Shma. So Tzadikim and Yerushalayim and Mashiach all are connected to Shem Hashem. What does that mean? Hakavana, says the Meshech Chachma. Tehoraz Hashem Muvan Al Shlosha Dvarim. When we say Shem Hashem, when we say Yudke Vavke, there are really three things that we should be thinking about. Three things that should cross our mind. Number one, Ha'echad. Hu Mechuyav Mitziuso. Hashem is the only independent creation in the existence. Only He is what we call Mechuyav Metzius. Everything else in life is dependent on Hashem. V'hu ba'atzmo sibas mitziuso. He's the source. Right? He's the sibas hasibos. Or sibat hasibot. Right? V'chol asher zulato hema efsharia mitzius. All other, everything in the world, in the universe, is efshari. Its existence possible, not mukhrach. Only Hashem is mukhrach. He exists for, right? That's the only, He creates existence. V'sibas mitziyutam u'ritzon yisparli ba'hamitzam. The only reason that we exist is because Hashem continues to will us to exist. That's number one. Shem Hashem means He is yesod ha-yesodos. Right? He is the beginning, as he quotes the Rambam in Sefer Mada. Horashen is top left. The second meaning, shehu nitzchi. He is eternal. Ein reishis l'reish yisu v'ein sof l'achriso. Zeh haya hove v'yia. So not only is He independent, mechuyev mitzius, but He is l'netzach nesachim, in both directions. In both directions, right? Pre and post. Right? Ein reishis l'reish yisu v'ein sof l'achriso. Number three, shlishis al hashgacho pratis v'kiyumo hanimsom b'chalis v'rega. Hashgacha, involved, focusing on every single moment of our life and involvement. It's not like somebody who created, somebody who built a house and then left. No, he continues. Once you build something, usually you don't need the worker anymore, the creator. It's not like Hashem created the world and He's done. He every second, machadish b'chol yom tamid, the hashkacha that He continues. Says the Meshech Chachma, again, what do we have so far? He's the only one that exists independently. He wills everything else to exist. Number two, eternal. Number three, hashkacha pratis. Says that's the three institutions that we mentioned earlier. Number one, tzaddikim. The world exists based on the righteous. The righteous doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, e'afshar la'olam below tzaddikim. Ve'hem asibas hanimsam zulasam. Right, they are the reason. Imkein yeshlam yachas b'hora harishona. Right, the Shem Hashem connected to tzaddikim is because the world cannot exist without them. Right, and that's our pasuk. That's why the Meshech Chachma was talking about on this pasuk. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Shemechuyev metzias amiti isbarach, just like Hashem, lahavdil, but just like Hashem wills the world to exist, so to the tzaddikim. Ubritzono, sibas kolon himsom himat tzaddikim. Number one. Number two, Mashiach. What does Mashiach symbolize for us? Mashiach symbolizes our eternity. That we have we believe in the destiny of Klal Yisrael. It's not just about what we see now. It's about what will be and I'd add what was, right? Does he quote it? He might quote it. Right. I think in the footnotes he quoted it, right? The Gemara in Pesachim says one of the seven things created before the world was created was Shmo Shel Mashiach. Right? So the concept of Mashiach, of redemption, existed before the world, and that's the future. So that symbolizes eternity of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number three, Yerushalayim, the Makam of Ashkacha Pratis. Hu Makam Ashkacha Pratis Fa'azeo Hashem Shema Shesham Hu Hashem Be'enav Suyas Tamid. And if we say, Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba Tamid, on a call of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is super Mushkach. Zed Yachas El Rosh Lishas. Says, and that's the three that we have. The Gemara, that says in Baba Basra, Ayin Hei. And that's what's Hashem is reflecting to Moshe Rabbeinu in this first conversation by connecting his name with the Avos. Okay. One final halacha, which is a little more piece of lumdis halacha, but it's an important concept. So Moshe Rabbeinu, towards the end of the parsha, he's on his way back. And all of a sudden, Moshe almost dies. Hashem almost kills Moshe. Wow. Right, what happens? He's on his way back, and he does not give bris milah to his son. See, he was swallowed up by some type of animal. Vayifkasheyu Hashem vayivakesh hamiso. That's pretty serious. Hashem meets him vayivakesh hamiso. And he's gonna kill him. Vayivakesh hamiso. Uba alamikdala, unkelis. Vatika tzibara quickly, tzipara springs into action. And she says, you were almost, I was almost a widow. Right? Baruch Hashem, I was able to save you. So look in Rashi. So why was Hashem so upset? Right? Vayivakesh hamiso. Hamalach lamoshe. Levishalomalas Eliezer beno. He didn't give a milah to Eliezer. Valshin is rashal nenash onesh misa. He was punished. So what? Moshe Rabbeinu was lazy. So why didn't he give bris milah? He knew bris milah. He knew Avram Avinu in the days of Avram Avinu. So Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Chas v'shalom, lo nisrash, it wasn't like Moshe was lazy, ala Amar. Amo ve'eitzei laderech, I'm going to give him bris milah. Hashem told me to go back to Mitzrayim. So I'm going to give him a bris milah now, and then travel? It's dangerous. Sakana hi latinok ad shlosha yamim. It's dangerous. And therefore, I don't want to take him, because then he might, if I mal him, and then I might die. So, I'm not, that's pikuach nefesh. Amo ve'esher shlosha yamim, if I give him bris milah and then wait 3 days, Hashem says, go back. I don't want to not go back today. So that's why, Moshe waited. So why was he punished if he had a good taina? Because when he took a rest stop, he should have done it right away. Okay. Says the Gur Aryeh here quotes the Mizrahi's kasha. Mizrahi is one of the earliest commentaries that we have on Rashi, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. The Gur Aryeh often quotes him. Right? We have hundreds of commentaries on Rashi, but in the classic Otzim of Farshei Rashi, you have the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh and the Sifsei Chachamim, and I think the Sefer HaOrah from the Lavush, the earlier. So Hiksha Re'im, ask the Re'im. What does Rashi say? It's dangerous, so he didn't want to do bris milah and then go out. Ask the Re'im, the Mizrahi. Hechuter lo la'avar al milah mishum sakanas havlad. How is Moshe allowed to not do Mila because of Bikuach Nefesh? Halo adayin lo nina Torah. Tichziv v'chay bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. What? The whole din of Pikuach Nefesh being docha called mitzvah sheba Torah, the Torah wasn't given yet. So how is Moshe acting based on that? That's a din that was mechudash at Maimon Har Sinai. V'chay bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. So what? Hashem tells you to do Mila, you do Mila. Who says you're putter? Who says you're putter mishum pikuach nefesh? Asher nidcha makam sakana. You want to say there's nothing that's dangerous that Hashem had? Remember Avraham? He went to fight Lot against the four kings and the five kings. That was pretty dangerous. That was milchama, but that's, you do it. We find anywhere else. Avraham Avinu was sick and he couldn't get up. Putter? No, dangerous to get up to try to get guests. But the Gur Aryeh says, I don't understand. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu delay? The Chaybam is only later. Says the Gur Aryeh, I don't understand what the Mizrahi is talking about. And the other Achronim also feel the same. V'dvarim elu ein lo havana lahem. I don't know what the Gur Aryeh is talking about. Dahai v'chaybam v'lo sheyamu, says the Maharal, eino mitzvah saseh. You know what we learned at Har Sinai? Mitzvos. We got mitzvos at Har Sinai. Rak dematir shayia nitcha mitzvah makab zakana. This is a halacha. This isn't a mitzvah. And it's halacha. It's a heter. The kiva da teru machil geishbein kodem ador lakamatan Torah. And the Maharal says, and he uses the language later, it's a svara. Right? Logic could be used even before. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Maharal, what? Hashem wants me to do the bris even if my son's gonna die, so what kind of mitzvah is that? He's not gonna live. So it was a svara. You could use svara before Maimon Har Sinai. Right? One could connect this to a discussion the Rishonim have. Again, we're not getting back into it. But big discussion about the first Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon is printed on the Daf in Brachas. On the first Daf in Brachas, he talks about this. In the Hakdama, I think maybe. Kayin, why was Kayin punished? Did Kayin know it was Usher to kill? Did he know? Maybe. Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, the six of them were given to Adam, maybe. But even if he didn't, certain svaras apply before mitzvahs also. Says the Geraria, this is a svara, this is a halacha. It's not a mitzvah that was mechudash at our scene. I see in the footnote, Kimatan Torah ve'elach nischat shem mitzvahs, ach dover shenemar b'mizgeres heterim, eino mishtanim mikod matan Torah la'achrav. Doesn't change. Right? And he quotes from the Tiferet Yisrael, right? We have so, like, and he even says in the Akavachomer, if mitzvahs mean even more to us after Har Sinai, and still we push them aside. So before Har Sinai, where it's voluntary, semi, not as obligatory. And the same idea is quoted in the Precious Drachim. Precious Drachim, we're not going to read the whole thing, but the Precious Drachim on the last page, that was written, it's a whole sefer by the Mishneh LeMelech, the author of Mishneh LeMelech, that's all about the status of the Avos and Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. Right? That's the topic of the whole sefer. So there he talks about this Re'em, and he also argues. He says, you need a makar to teach me that you give your life for the big three. Meaning, that's the Chiddush. You know, and without that makar, you would think even those three you don't give your life for. So all the other mitzvahs, of course. Why would Moshe think otherwise? So he quotes a number of kashas. It says, Oda nitzoveach al debrei Re'em on line 37. And even if you want to say maybe there's something to talk about, that's for you, for somebody else. For Smil and somebody else. Right? So he says, Moshe shoya musar lamuva tinok lab bar mitzvah ech yitachein shenemar shebishul sheikai mitzvah smila sheyevo tinok lidei sakana. So there are many questions that the Achronim have, but what we learn, the Yisod that the Maharal teaches us is that Maimon Har Sinai gave us mitzvahs. Halachos based on Svara, so that we might have had even before Maimon Har Sinai, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu waited to give his son a bris. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, Tia Shir was sponsored by... dedicated in the memory of Basia Bas Nachum Bear by Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook and family upon her yard side this Friday. Okay, we'll stop here.